Dad, are any of these movies good?
Worst episode ever.
I see a lot of films. I love all of them.
Your job is to rate movies on a scale from good to excellent.
Hated it.
Movie time. Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway, co-host of the Movie Date podcast with Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, also co-host of the podcast. Welcome, guys.
Hi, John.
Hi, John.
You know, I'm excited. There's some pretty interesting movies this weekend. Prisoners, Hugh Jackman, Jake Gyllenhaal getting great reviews. Ron Howard has another car movie out. He's done some car movies in the past. We might get a chance to talk about that. And there's another documentary, because I guess in public radio, we always have to talk about documentaries.
That's right.
That's right, yeah. Well, let's start with the first movie, Prisoners, here. Let's hear a clip.
Mr. Dover, I understand this is an incredibly hard time, but I have every uniformed police officer in this state looking for Anna.
I don't understand what any of this means. They said he ran. They said he tried to get away. I don't understand why he would try to run away.
I hear what you're saying. I'm not crossing anybody off my list. Just let me do my job.
Very tense movie, very exciting trailer. What do you think, Kristen?
So that is Jake Gyllenhaal, who's the investigator in a kidnapping case. Hugh Jackman, his daughter was kidnapped while playing with her best friend. Her best friend's father is Terrence Howard. And these two fathers are dealing with their daughters being kidnapped, how to track them down. And the idea of what it feels like to be a prisoner is explored on many levels in this movie. I thought it was fantastic. It's over 2.5 hours long. A lot of people aren't going to be able to sit through all of that, but it held my attention the whole time.
And keeps you on pins and needles, Rafer?
Yeah, I would agree. It's an incredibly gripping, really tense, and really intense movie. Great performances from everyone. Great directing from Denis Villeneuve, who did a movie called Incendies. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. He's a really good director. I think in some ways this movie is kind of a typical disappeared child, serial murder kind of film. But it's
very well executed.
It's so well made that you can overlook some of the cliches.
Absolutely.
Well, I know some of the history in this next movie. James Hunt and Niki Lauda were Formula One drivers who really, really had a rivalry back in the 1970s. Here's a clip from the movie Rush.
James, is there anything you'd like to add?
If Nicky is being tricky and getting a kicky out of playing mind games, then fine, I'm flattered. But the fact is, momentum is with me. I've never felt better. And I fully expect the next press conference we'll have will be with me as world champion.
So, how does this work, Rafer?
I think it works quite well off the track. I think you've got two great performances. That was Chris Hemsworth as James Hunt. Daniel Brühl, relatively new Spanish-German actor, plays Niki Lauda. Opposing personalities. Hunt is a playboy, charismatic, talented. Lauda is very disciplined, methodical, not a lot of fun. I think it's really interesting to watch these two personalities go for the same goal. The racing scenes, we were talking about Ron Howard's car movies, the racing scenes left me a little cold, but I think as a character study of these two, it works quite well.
I have to agree with Rafer about the racing scenes not holding my attention fully. They actually say very early on in the movie, there's a quote, "Women don't care about men driving around in circles 50 times," and I am one of the women who feels that way. I think the characterization, they could have delved deeper into the characters. The characters were interesting, but they should have been more interesting, and their conflicts should have been played up more. So it didn't turn out to be the best movie for me.
So this isn't like a Grand Theft Auto, Ron Howard's old Roger Corman movie with big NASCARs, right?
No? Slightly different.
And they don't go in circles in Formula One. They go in kind of little...
Yeah, they're hairpin turns, yes.
All right, the final movie, we won't see a clip, but it's a documentary about patients and workers at the last four late-term abortion clinics in the United States. Was this meaningful to you, Kristen?
You know, I thought this was fascinating. We don't normally look from the doctor's perspectives. We normally see from the news headlines the threats to their lives, but it was interesting seeing things from their perspective.
Yeah, I liked it. I would have liked a little more from the other side, but I do think it's an important film.
All right, Rafer Guzman, Kristen Meinzer, film critic for Newsday, culture producer for The Takeaway and the Movie Date podcast. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks, John.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.